Well, God is faithful forever. His love endures forever, especially when it comes to forgiveness. And in Psalm 32, that's where we're at our reading this morning. It's a psalm of David after he committed adultery with Bathsheba. It's a psalm declaring God's blessedness for those who have been forgiven. And David, he came to a place of brokenness. He came to a place of contrition. He cried out for God's mercy, God's forgiveness. God heard him and forgave him. And it's really true for all of us who come to the Lord and ask for God's forgiveness in a time of contrition and repentance. Why don't we look at Psalm 32? You can follow in your Bibles or on the overhead. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with a bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Why don't we remain standing as Stacy comes up and opens for us in a word of prayer.
Good morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much again for your love, your grace, and your mercy, God. And Lord, this morning we would pray, Lord, and we're reminded, man, of your goodness and your righteousness that surrounds us, Lord, and how you filled us with yourself through the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for forgiving us of our inequities, Lord. And this morning we would confess those things before you, Lord. Lord, that you would pour your Spirit out upon us and we would receive what you have for us this morning. God, thank you for your Son, and thank you for his sacrifice that enables us to stand before you. It enables us, Lord, to have that fellowship with you, God. And you're a great God. You're an awesome God, Lord. You never leave us and you never forsake us. And so as the psalmist, as David cried out to you this morning, we want to cry out to you, Lord. Search our hearts. Search our minds. Cleanse us from that unrighteousness that may reside in us, Lord, and make us new. Make us afresh this morning, Lord. Help us to see you clearer. Help us to know you more. Help us to hear your voice, Lord. Help us to hear your heart. Lord, speak to our hearts that we can cry out to you, Lord, and you would hear us this morning. So we thank you, God. We pray your Holy Spirit upon us. We pray for the continuance of worship, Lord. We pray, Lord, for all the things that you've given us to do this morning on this campus. And we ask, Lord, that you would anoint our pastor with your message for us this morning. So thank you, God. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And as we continue to worship, you can remain standing or be seated.
Come on. Through it all, through it all, my
Yes, Father, we thank you for our standing with you, that we can say it is well, Lord, no matter what we're waking up to in the morning, Lord, it is well because you are with us and you have so much hope that you've promised us, Lord. Thank you for the eternity that we're going to have with you, Lord, and the life that you have promised to give us that's abundant here on this earth, Lord. We praise you. Amen. Would you all stand with us?